And with me in the KRVS studios this afternoon is Claudia Zail, who is president of the UL Lafayette Friends of Music program. And she's here to talk about Music and Merriment, which is one of their annual fundraisers that helps out their activities and their efforts in the School of Music throughout the year. Before we talk about Music and Merriment, which will be on Sunday, December 1st, I'd like to ask you about the Friends of Music here at UL Lafayette. You all have become a very integral part of the success of that school.
Yes, thank you, Judith. The Friends of Music Acadiana, which is our official name, started about 18 years ago through the inspiration of members of the community who wanted to support the students in the School of Music. Now, of course, it's the School of Music and Performing Arts, and we continue to grow in the community and raise funds to support their scholarship efforts.
Well, I think a lot of people know how busy the School of Music is. I often have the professors here in our studio to talk about concerts that are happening over there. But I don't think everyone really understands the lives of these students and all of the needs that they have that make your fundraising activities and your support so very crucial. So maybe you can tell us about some of the things that you all do with the students that, help their lives.
Of course. The students, whether they're vocal students or instrumental students, they have hours of practicing that they need to engage in, which, of course, cuts into the time that they would have to have an outside job. Most college students today do need to have some kind of supplemental income. So we're very happy that we're able to supply them with the scholarship money if the need is there. In addition to scholarships, though, too, Judith, I'm very happy that we're able to support other endeavors. When the students have an opportunity to perform in a competition, we are able, at the request of professors or Dr. Albert, who's the head of the school, to be able to pay for transportation costs or their hotel while they're traveling, which enables them to participate in an event that they can then earn recognition in their category, much needed as a performer.
Right, because those competitions can help them go either to graduate school or to get a job that goes on their resume. So it's really critical that they acquire those activities and experiences. But as you said, it can be quite expensive, even if it's in Houston or someplace close by, just staying there. And of course, the registration fees for some of these competitions.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. And we have extremely talented students in the School of Music and Performing Arts, and we wouldn't want their inability to pay for one of those means to get in the way of their exposure out in the world.
Absolutely. And I'm glad you mentioned about the scholarships. You know, you're recognizing the fact that they do spend hours not only practicing, but they're required to be in performances as well. So not only are they practicing for their classes, but they're practicing for performances. Again, whether they're an instrumentalist or a vocalist, they are, as we said, there's something happening all the time in in Augelle Hall or Burke Theater.
Oh, that's right.
And so their time is very limited, and so these scholarships help out greatly.
That's right. And Friends of Music actually sponsors several concerts, competitions here on the UL campus at Augelle Hall throughout the year. There's a voice competition, a guitar competition, at least two others. They are professionally judged, so the students get the recognition in first, second, third place, and we are able to provide that opportunity and pay for the professional judge.
And they just have that experience of competition and understanding the stress that goes along with that. And
absolutely.
And whether they're going to be teachers or performers, just having that experience really helps them.
And in music, like in the rest of life, practice makes perfect.
That's right. That's right. And of course, one other aspect of scholarships that aids the School of Music is it helps to attract really good students who might otherwise be attracted someplace else.
That's a great point. There are other fine music programs, whether in the University of Louisiana system or other colleges and universities in Louisiana or in our surrounding states. So yes, it allows our School of Music and Performing Arts to be competitive in that market and attract the finest students, enabling them, overcoming the financial hurdles that all students have, enabling them to enroll at University of Louisiana Lafayette. Yes.
So the Friends of Music is quite busy throughout the year, helping out these students, again, not only just in raising some money for scholarships, but having these competitions throughout the year, and just being very involved with their lives and really caring about the School of Music and these students.
That's right.
So Music and Merriment, which will take place on December 1st, is one of your main fundraising activities during the year.
Yes, it's really the biggest event, the biggest fundraising event that we have annually. It is always on the first Sunday in December, which is an action-packed weekend this year, given it's the Sunday just following Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. So we're hoping that it becomes the capstone of lots of fun family events, the Thanksgiving weekend events, and really launches the Christmas holiday season for a lot of our community members.
Well, I think when people hear what will happen on that day, they'll definitely want to participate. We've been talking about the talent that the School of Music has with its students, and some of those students and professors will be participating in the entertainment part of the day.
That's correct. Music and Merriment is a holiday home tour where we are generously offered access to three homes in a community in the Lafayette area. This year, our homeowners are in the River Ranch area, and their homes will be beautifully decorated for the holidays. There will be food and beverage, desserts, and of course, music and merriment. Each of the homes will have a different musical group performing there. We have our Holly Jolly Singers and the UL Choral students singing as well. We have the Echelon Brass Quintet in the second home, and in the third home, our UL faculty jazz combo, which is always a great organization, a great group to hear. So the attendees to the Music and Merriment home tour will be able to experience and listen to not only students, but faculty performing.
And any just describing them makes me want to hear them. I've heard so many of these people perform over the year, and they are so talented,
yes,
so professional, and it will be such a treat and so Christmassy. That Echelon Brass Group is wonderful to,
yes,
listen to.
They really all are. So it's a different type, style of music in each of the three homes. We provide transportation. The event really kicks off in the parking area at River Ranch, where we will have a tent, buses for our attendees to board. So we provide transportation from the parking area to each of the homes. It's a hop on, hop off. Once you experience one home, you then catch the next bus on to the next home for more music and merriment.
It's like having three separate wonderful Christmas parties that you get to go to on that day. And
yes.
So you mentioned that there will also be food as a,
yes,
part of the day.
Part of the ticket price includes food at each of the houses, beverages, wine, beer, sodas, as well as desserts. So as the evening progresses, you can have your appetizer food in one house, more of your main course in the next, and your desserts in the third house. All of that, if the food and the beverage is included in the ticket price, your transportation is included, there's no fee for parking, and of course, many of our services are donated by members of the community and members of the board, and of course, our homeowners. So much of the funds, the ticket funds that are raised, go directly towards our scholarships.
So you get the pleasure of knowing that you're supporting these programs that you've been talking about, scholarship programs, competitions, helping the students go to conferences and other competitions. And you get to have this beautiful experience listening to the students and faculty perform in these homes. So it's a really great combination of interests there. People may wonder how they can get tickets for this great day.
Absolutely. We have a variety of ways. We have a website, friendsofmusicacadiana.org, and you'll see pictures from past events. You will be able to purchase your tickets via our secure PayPal using a credit card. There are also posters around town at venues where you can purchase your tickets directly from that retailer, that venue, or you can call our telephone number for additional information. That number is area code 337-989-1279. So our online, friendsofmusicacadiana.org. Our retail locations, you can buy them on site the evening of the event. So in the parking lot behind Romicelli or behind a Village Cafe, to give people a point of reference, will be our bus tent, and you will be able to purchase your tickets there. Or again, the telephone number to call is area code 337-989-1279. And the price of the tickets is $65 per ticket, again, for the transportation, the parking, the three homes, and for an evening of music and merriment.
Sounds like a wonderful deal and an amazing effort to support. My guest, Claudia Zale, is the president of the Friends of Music Acadiana. They are supporting the UL Lafayette School of Music and Performing Arts with their fundraising efforts. And if you'd like to know more, that website is friendsofmusicacadiana.org, or you can purchase tickets Sunday, December 1st. At what time?
5 p.m. The event starts at 5 and ends at 8.
All right. Well, Claudia, thank you so much. And we hope to have you back throughout the year, perhaps to talk about some of the activities of the organization.
Thank you. It would be my pleasure.